Kelly Farley, athletic director, Swampscott High School, is joining us. Kelly, welcome. Good to be talking with you.
Thanks, Bill. I appreciate it.
Kelly, it's obviously an unusual time for high school athletic directors or any school personnel, with the students out, staff out, and so on, with the coronavirus stuff. But give us an update, at least on high school athletics. The spring season postponed at least indefinitely now, to the end of April for sure.
Yeah, it's postponed till at least April 27th. We're waiting to hear a little bit more from the Tournament Management Committee at the MIAA. And, you know, it's really hard for the kids. I feel so bad for the seniors especially, because we're just kind of in a holding pattern and waiting to see what happened. And, you know, they've been working so hard in the off season, and it's their senior year. And for a lot of the kids, it's their last opportunity to play competitive sports if they're not going to play, you know, when they go to college. So it's really a tough time for everybody. And a whole lot of rescheduling and hoping for the best.
I know the MIAA can get beat up on a lot of different fronts, but I actually think they handled it very well, making the initial postponement of a couple of weeks, and then last week, you know, upping that to the end of April. And, you know, there's no sense going beyond that. I mean, that's what everyone's done to this point. And so I kind of give them a little credit, just to, you know, taking it step by step. There's no sense to rush and, you know, at that point a week ago.
Absolutely. You know, this whole situation with COVID-19 is so fluid. Things are just changing almost daily for both school systems as well as athletics specifically. You know, it all depends on what comes down from the government and, you know, what kind of headway they're making medically and when they think it's safe. You know, the bottom line is the safety of all the students, coaches, teachers, you know, everybody really. So, you know, it's pretty hard to play sports and also respect social distancing.
Yeah, absolutely. And I know the other piece that came out, I also appreciated their strong statement on captains' practices, which are not permitted at this point either.
Yeah, and I think it was good that they took such a strong front on that, because, you know, the kids' natural reaction is to want to stay active and want to keep their skills sharp and stay in shape. So, you know, being the young leaders that they are, they all want to head out on the field and all that kind of stuff and get together for captain's practices. And I think the underclassmen feel like, you know, no matter what mom and dad might be saying, that they need to be out there too with their team. So I think hearing it from the state association and then obviously us as athletic directors, coaches, and the administration at our school saying absolutely not as well, you know, goes a long way.
Kelly, the whole year just grinding to a halt right after most people finished their winter sports. A couple of teams looking for that state championship game a couple weeks ago. But Kelly, I guess what are some highlights, if we will, if we can look back at Swampscott from the winter sports season? Obviously, the hockey team did very well.
The hockey team did very well. You know, they had a great season, and you know, all of our teams really improved over what they've done in the past. So I was very happy with our season, you know, and was looking forward to the spring, obviously, as was everybody else. You know, we had a lot of students that are going to be going on and playing in college. And, you know, like I said before, it's really hard for them not being able to finish out that high school career in the way that they were hoping to.
Yeah. Do you have any update? I mean, I guess obviously every college college decisions for athletes have probably been made for this point. In other words, if you're a high school baseball player, you know, I guess a lot of that stuff's been done. But I guess there could be something hanging on, waiting for the season to have been played.
Yeah, I think for the seniors, that's all done and locked in. You know, I have Dylan January, Nick Reiser, who are going to play at Franklin Pierce, and then Tyler Marshall, who's heading over to Stonehill. But I think for the juniors, it's a different story. You know, this spring would have been when college coaches might have come out and seen them play at the high school level. And then, of course, if they play any AAU ball or anything like that, then again over the summer. So hopefully this gets cleared up in time for those seasons, you know, so that kids will have the opportunity to contact the college coaches that they want to come see them, at least in that summer venue where, you know, the spring hasn't really gotten off to a great start so far.
Yeah, well, you know, that's a great point. I hadn't actually thought about that, but that makes all the sense in the world. Hey, one last thing maybe on the tournament. I mean, if spring's practices or the season really can't get underway in the month of May, as I heard a rumor that then pretty much, you know, you need a month of regular season in order to have a tournament, which could take place for the first 3 weeks in June. But even that's kind of a stretch as well, isn't it? And I know it's kind of irrelevant looking at what we're really looking at right now as we speak. But is that the kind of discussion that the MIAA is having with ADs?
Yeah, so I also direct the North softball tournament. And the conversations that have been had with ADs and such is that if the season gets pushed out much further than April 27th, as it is now, we most likely will not have a postseason. We may play some sort of an abbreviated regular season, but we wouldn't be able to play a postseason because right now they've knocked the games down. They've totally reworked the sports limitation sheets. They've changed preseason requirements as much as they can, but, you know, still taking health and safety into account, obviously, for sports like rugby and so forth, especially. You know, so the max number of games we can play now is 12 versus what was 20 in baseball and softball, down to 12. No longer can you do exclusion games or endowment games. They've taken those out of the... So, I mean, as my first thought was, okay, we're probably looking at only playing league games and in some situations even having to cancel a couple league games because of the new requirement. And all non-league games are probably going to have to be taken out because the league games have to come first.
No, absolutely. Kelly, any other news from the Northeastern Conference as such? I don't imagine there's much there, but any other news from the league itself?
No, not really. We just, you know, we're already prepping ahead for the fall. Looking forward to having Masco join us, and they've been at our meetings and stuff, and John's been great. You know, we're looking forward to that and hopefully looking forward to getting past this medical outbreak and having everybody healthy, safe, and ready to go.
You got it. Kelly, always great talking with you. Thanks for your time, and like you said, be safe for sure.
Yeah.
Thanks. You too, Bill.
Yep. Kelly Farley, athletic director at Swampscott High School.